Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Jenny Gould with another edition of Flora Days. A tile manufacturer from Chicago built a fish camp and lodge on the South Fork of the St. Lucie River in Stewart in 1910. His little colony included his own home and a caretaker's cottage. It was all on a dirt road. The road has never been paved, but now it has a name, Siesta Way off Palm City Road. Joanne Rollin owns the original settler's house now. The original caretaker's cottage is next door.
And then the little house behind that was a lodge where the men would sit probably and have their cigars and drink their port and talk about their fishing and hunting expeditions.
Tell their fish stories.
Exactly.
You were showing me a drawing of the original house that had barrel tile, and I guess that's because he was in that business making tile.
Yes, and that tile roof, as far as I know, lasted a long time because the roof was replaced in 2003.
Not until then.
Exactly, unless he put another tile roof on it, but it was a barrel tile roof.
Was this one of the first fish camps in the area?
It probably was.
Have you been able to find anything in newspapers or books or anything like that, articles about Mr. Brown?
I've tried to find information about him, but it's really hard having such a common name like that. Sandy Thurlow has found some information about him. That's the information that I know. He was married to a woman named Mary.
Mary Brown.
Yes, Mary Brown. How common is that?
Another name to Google. Joanne Rollin, a church musician at Palm City Presbyterian and a piano instructor, transformed the Browns' home into a Key West-style cottage. She painted it lavender to match the lavender clematis blooming outdoors. The interior has an eclectic mix of art and antiques and a collection of miniature pianos, many of them gifts from her students. She bought the house in 2004, just a few months before two hurricanes struck.
There was no damage, no actual damage done to the house.
Why do you think that was?
Because it's made of Dade County pine. It's built to last. My son tries to hang a picture on the wall, and it's almost like hammering into concrete.
Everything, virtually, is made of Dade County pine. The walls, the floors.
And the outside siding. Inside the house is a post that was used for the original house. They used palm tree trunks to build the house with, from cabbage palms. When the house, that, as you see it now, was built, they left one of the palm supports in the mudroom so that you could remember how the house was originally built.
What do you think it would have been like living here in 1910?
I think it would be just absolutely glorious. I have a few pictures. There was this huge expanse of land going to the river. The palm trees rustle. It's just a glorious place to live, even now, but then it must have been fantastic. But I don't think they used it very much. I think the caretaker was here, but Mr. Brown didn't come down here very much.
Probably only in January, February, and March.
During the season.
What do you think the Browns, Mr. A.W. and Mary Brown, what do you think they would think if they came back and saw this area today?
Oh, they would probably be shocked. I would love to see the reaction when they see the kitchen.
I'm sure there was no electricity.
And there were no bathrooms. Just recently, my neighbor, who owns the little house behind it,
the original caretaker's house,
right, found remnants of an outhouse. So the outhouse was just allowed to crumble. It hasn't been taken down. It's all covered with overgrowth.
It'd be great if she found a door with the crescent moon on it.
Wouldn't it, though?
Besides fishing and hunting, the early settlers apparently grew pineapples there.
I planted some pineapple plants myself, and they do very well.
Are they sweet pineapples? I mean, real edible?
They're excellent.
That was Joanne Rollin of Stewart. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.